Bears Friday night fireworks are back in 2023 and more cooler than ever. Fans join us tonight after the final out of the game as we're lining up the sky and filling the south sound air with the triumphant sound of pyrotechnics. And it's all presented by BECU. Know that the Dakota Rainiers and Frank Meyer, please donate $10 to our website.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where today the Tacoma Rainiers host the Salt Lake Bees. It's game four of a six-game series. It's gone well for the Rainiers so far. Tacoma has taken two of the first three games, dropped the opener here on Tuesday, but won both Wednesday and last night. And the Rainiers have been hitting homers. They've hit five homers during the two back-to-back wins. So Tacoma looking for maybe some more long balls here tonight against the Salt Lake Bees. On the mound today is the right-hander Adam Aller. Aller making his third start for Tacoma. He's thrown very well so far but doesn't have a win yet. 0-1 with a 3.21 ERA in his first two starts. He went eight innings his last time out in Sacramento and gave up only two runs. On the hill for Salt Lake, one of the league's top starters this year, Kenny Rosenberg, leads the league's qualified pitchers in earned run average with a 4.60 ERA. He's 7-6. He is the league leader in strikeouts with 112 strikeouts in 90 innings. Kenny Rosenberg on the hill for the Salt Lake Bees. Should be a good one today. Tacoma taking on Salt Lake, the Angels AAA club here at Cheney Stadium on another nice warm night for baseball in the Pacific Northwest. Well, when we come back on the pregame show, we'll get you caught up on one transaction and also another look back at last night's Rainiers win right after this.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the Help Me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Tacoma taking on the Salt Lake Bees tonight here at Cheney Stadium. And this is game four of the series. We have a night game tomorrow night at 6:05 and a day game Sunday at 1:35. Then the Rainiers hit the road. One roster move today. Trent Thornton just acquired in the trade with Toronto that sent Mason McCoy to the Jays. Thornton is both a starter and a reliever. He's been pitching out of the bullpen recently. He reports today and is available in the Rainiers bullpen. So Trent Thornton is here. To make room on the roster, Marcus Walden, who started yesterday's game, has been placed on the development list, basically meaning he's inactive for right now as the Rainiers are hanging on to extra players right now and juggling. They're doing some roster manipulation right now to hang on to players as the trade deadline approaches, and they're going to wait and see where everything stands after the trade deadline on Tuesday. So the Rainiers right now have a handful of players on the development list as they wait for all the things that are going to happen in the baseball world to happen here over the course of the next 3 days. Rainiers won yesterday 5-2. It all changed in the sixth. They were down 2-1, one out. Rainiers had only one hit in the game at that point. And then four batters later, they were winning 5-2. Three homers in a span of four batters. Didi Gregorius homered to tie it up. Brian O'Keefe made it back-to-back homers to give the Red Ears the lead. Jake Shiner hit a single, and then Robbie Tanarowicz with a two-run homer, and the Red Ears went on and won it 5-2 on the strength of that one big rally and some really good pitching. We'll get to the starting lineups in today's game when the Red Ears pregame show continues after this.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Taking a look at the starting lineups. First for Salt Lake, leading off left fielder Jordan Adams. Levon Soto hits second. He's the DH. Daniel Murphy bats third, first base. Padlo bats cleanup. He's at third base. Hitting fifth, the shortstop, Jack Lopez. Brett Phillips hits sixth. He's in center. Zach Humphries catches and bats seventh. Orlando Martinez hits eighth in right field and batting ninth, second baseman Preston Palmeiro. On the mound, Kenny Rosenberg. Right here is going to lead off with Sam Haggerty at second. Cooper Hummel bats second. He's in left field. Hitting third, the shortstop, Didi Gregorius. Brian O'Keefe bats cleanup. He's the designated hitter. Hitting fifth, third baseman Jake Shiner. Batting sixth, Robbie Tanarowicz at first base. Hitting seventh, Zach Deloach in right. Adam Engel hits eighth. He's in center. And batting ninth, the catcher, Pedro Severino. On the hill, Adam Aller. Umpires, Aaron Higgins has the plate. Darius Ghani at first. Michael Raines at third. That's the pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch of the start of today's game right after this.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Bayside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 206-670-9000. That's 206-670-9000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Bayside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 206-670-9000.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseballs. We're about ready to start this one. On the mound is Adam Aller, and Aller ready to go to work. Jordan Adams stands in the batter's box for Salt Lake, the young leadoff hitter for the Bees. And here we go. First pitch of the game is on its way, and it is called a strike, and this game has begun. Aller making his third start for Tacoma. And he has been really good. The 0-1 pitch is inside for a ball, 1-1. Last time out at Sacramento, went 8 innings, allowed 2 runs on 3 hits. Struck out 8 in that game, walked 4. Got no decision. Rainiers ended up losing in the late innings, 3-2. Now pitch is fouled back by Adams. Count is 1-2. Ahler's been with two PCL teams this year, was also with Las Vegas for a while, has been in the big leagues with Oakland both this year and last year. Recently claimed off waivers from the A's by the Mariners. Here's his 1-2 to Adams, and it's down low. Two balls, two strikes. Jordan Adams hitting 270 with 13 homers for Salt Lake. Angels' first-round pick in 2018. He's the Pacific Coast League leader in stolen bases. Ahler with the 2-2 pitch, and it's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a slider, and down goes Adams, and one man is out here in the top of the first inning. Adam Ahler strikes out the first batter he faces, and now Levon Soto is the hitter. Another nice night for baseball in the Pacific Northwest. Game time temperature 78 degrees. No breeze at this time. Sun coming down on most of the field right now, although some areas on the left side are under shadow, including home plate. So here's a swing and a miss by Levon Soto on the first pitch. There's strike one. The grandstand causing a shadow at home plate while the mound is in the sun right now. 0-1 pitch is a little bit high for a ball. One ball, one strike to Soto. Hitting 202 with one homer in 34 AAA games this year. Now the 1-1 pitch from Ahler is taken high. We've got a human being calling the pitches today. We're using the challenge system in this game, so the home plate umpire, Aaron Higgins, is calling the balls and strikes, and the players can challenge and then go to the automated system for a final verdict. Here's a pitch in for a strike. Once a team is wrong on three challenges, they are out of challenges for the remainder of the game. The challenge system being implemented for all weekend games in the PCL this year, and it's been interesting. 2-2 pitch. Swung on and pulled down the right field line. Fair ball, and that's headed towards the corner, and chasing it is Deloach. Soto is going to end up at second base with a one-out double. Levon Soto with a double down the right field line, just barely fair. And he is in scoring position with one out. Got a breaking ball and hooked it down the right field line and kept it fair. So Soto is at second with one out, and now the longtime major leaguer Daniel Murphy comes to the plate. Murphy hitting 299 for Salt Lake with one homer, 18 runs batted in 25 games. Here's the pitch from Ahler, and it's a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Ahler hitting 93 on the gun with that fastball. He's got a couple more ticks of velocity up from that we've seen from him. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and there's a swing and a foul back. There's 94 on that heater. Ahler working with Pedro Severino behind the plate. The Red Ears have Tanerowitz at first, Haggerty at second, Gregorius at short, and Shiner at third. 0-2 pitch, up and away for a ball, 1-2. In the outfield, the Red Ears have Hummel in left, Engel in center, and Deloach in right. Ahler now set. Here comes the 1-2 pitch to Murphy, and it's swung on and tapped towards third. Shiner fields it, and he'll sling it to first for the out, and two men are gone in the top of the first inning. Daniel Murphy taps one on the ground to third baseman Jake Shiner for out number two. Here comes Kevin Padlow, the former right ear and Mariner. And this year he's been with Salt Lake, although did have a call up to the Angels earlier this season. Got into a few games for them. Right-hand hitter. And the pitch to Padlow is a check swing, and he went around. That's strike one. Now the 0-1 pitch is on its way. And it swung on and lined up the middle, and that's into center field, a base hit. Coming around third is Soto. He's headed home, and then he stops and holds there as Adam Engel's throw came into the plate on one hop. And so it is a single for Padlo. And the run does not score. They held Soto at third base. So runners at first and third with two outs for Jack Lopez. Lopez has hit a couple of homers in this series already and is batting .298 on the year with six homers and 42 runs batted in. Now the pitch is taken for a ball, 1-0. Offering. Called a strike, and the count's even, 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. And Aller getting ahead of the count, 1-2. Aller trying to escape this jam in the top of the first inning. Runners at the quarters with two outs. Here's his 1-2 pitch, and the runner from first takes off. Pitch is outside in the dirt, and Severino just holds the ball. He had to lunge to his right to glove that pitch and prevent a wild pitch. But Padlo steals second base. So Kevin Padlo gets his seventh steal of the year. Runners are at second and third with two down. And the next pitch is a slider outside, and Lopez lays off of it. Full count, 3-2. First base is open. Aller with a 3-2 pitch. Outside, ball four. He walked him. The bases are loaded for Brett Phillips. Phillips hitting .227 with two homers, 13 runs batted in. Left-hand batter. Reiners with the infield back, outfield straight away, and the pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike one. Just underway, top of the first inning. Salt Lake has loaded the bases with two outs. 0-1 the count to Phillips. Next pitch from Aller is taken for a called strike, and it's 0-2. And once again, Aller's ahead of the count. He was ahead of Lopez and ended up walking him. Now he's ahead of Phillips. And here comes the 0-2 pitch on its way. And it is a high fastball, and Phillips lays off of it. 1-2. Now the 1-2 is coming, and it is a swing and a miss. Strike three, through a 94-mile-per-hour heater right past Brett Phillips, and that closes out the top of the first inning. The Red Ears escape, no runs on two hits. There were no errors and three runners left on. We go to the bottom of the first. Salt Lake nothing, Tacoma coming to the plate.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online. so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Salt Lake does not score in the top of the first inning. The Rainiers escaping a bases-loaded jam. And now Tacoma comes to the plate in the bottom of the first. They're facing left-hander Kenny Rosenberg, 28-year-old southpaw out of Cal State Northridge, and having a very good season for Salt Lake. Sam Haggerty stands in. He'll bat right-handed against the lefty. And here comes Rosenberg's first pitch of the game, and it's taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Haggerty batting .304 in 32 AAA games with a .396 on base percentage. And he has reached base in his last eight games for Tacoma. Walked twice in last night's Rainiers win. And the 1-0 pitch is swung on, pulled to left. Back is Adams, and he will make the catch right at the edge of the warning track. And that's the first out in the bottom of the first inning. Haggerty lines out to deep left. And now Cooper Hummel will be the hitter. Rosenberg leads the league in strikeouts, 112 strikeouts in exactly 90 innings coming into play today. Here's his pitch to Hummel, and it is in there for a strike. And he leads the league's qualified pitchers in earned run average at 4.60. There's only 10 pitchers in the league who are qualified for the ERA title, though. Here's a swing and a miss, strike two. The minimum number of innings pitched required to qualify for that total is not up to current standards. As here's a little number in front of the plate picked up by Humphreys, and a throw to first in time for the out. And Hummel is retired on a swinging bunt out in front of the plate. Zach Humphreys was on it quickly, the Salt Lake catcher turning it into an out. And now two men are gone, and D.D. Gregorius is the hitter. Gregorius, left-hand batter, hitting .186 in 21 games, but belted his second homer yesterday, and he takes the first pitch up high for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch, called a strike. 1-1 the count to Gregorius. Big homer yesterday, by the way. Tied the game in the sixth inning. Seemed to give the Rainiers a charge offensively, and he drives another one to right. This is deep and back and gone. Gregorius has homered in back-to-back games for the Rainiers as he rips one out of here to right field. And Tacoma has a 1-0 lead here at the bottom of the first inning. D.D. Gregorius, Sir D.D., goes deep. He's now hit safely in his last four games. Starting to warm up for the Rainiers. And Brian O'Keefe will be the next batter. And he takes down low for a ball. He and Didi went back-to-back in the sixth inning with homers last night. O'Keefe hit the go-ahead shot. 1-0 pitch now coming from Rosenberg, and it's a swing and a miss and a breaking ball, strike two. So O'Keefe. Correction on the count now, 1-1 to O'Keefe. And the next pitch is swung on and fouled back. That's strike two now. O'Keefe loves hitting against left-hand pitching. Hitting .295 with a .957 OPS against lefties this year. Here comes the 1-2. Down low. Two balls, two strikes to the Red Ears catcher, although today O'Keefe is the DH. Now the pitch is taken down low for a ball and the count goes full, 3-2. Full count pitch. Swung on and popped up foul. First base side. Daniel Murphy trots over, but this is out of play. Still three balls, two strikes to O'Keefe. Rosenberg working with Humphreys behind the plate. Salt Lake has Murphy at first. Preston Palmeiro at second. Jack Lopez at short and Padlo at third. 3-2 pitch. Low ball four, and it's a two-out walk. O'Keefe heads down to first base. In the outfield, Salt Lake features Jordan Adams in left, great glove in center in Brett Phillips, and Orlando Martinez in right. Here's the pitch now to Shiner, and this is taken for a ball. Want to know the count. Jake Shiner hitting 267 with a league-leading 24 homers and 83 runs batted in. 1-0 pitch coming from Rosenberg. And it is swung on and popped up foul behind the plate. Back goes Humphrey towards the screen, but this lands in the second row of the dugout club seats. So 1-1 the count. Now the 1-1 pitch, and it is taken for a strike, 1-2. So Shiner behind in the count. Now this one is down low with a change. Two balls, two strikes to Shiner. Right here's with a 1-0 lead here in the first. Here comes the 2-2 from Rosenberg, and it is a swing and a miss and a change, and that is strike three, and that wraps up the bottom of the first inning. So Rosenberg adds to his league-leading strikeout total, but the Red Ears get on the scoreboard. One run on one hit, the D.D. Gregorius homer. There were no errors and one man left. We go to the second inning. It's Tacoma 1, Salt Lake nothing.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Thank you. 1-0 Raiders. We go to the second inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. Game four of a six-game series. Adam Haller on the mound. His first pitch to Zach Humphries is grounded to Gregorius at short, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One pitch, one out in the top of the second inning. Fastball up, and Humphries hit a one-hopper right to Gregorius. Now Orlando Martinez is the hitter. Martinez just promoted from Double A yesterday by the Angels and went 1-for-4 last night. Pitch to Martinez, misses for a ball. Now the next pitch misses for a ball. Two-oh pitch, grounded to the second baseman, and that's scooped up by Haggerty. Sling it to first for the out, and two men are gone in the top of the second inning. And Preston Palmeiro will now be the batter. Here's the pitch to Palmeiro from Adam Haller. And it's in there for a strike. This is the first we've seen of Palmeiro in the series. He didn't play in the first three games. Sitting 182 in 35 games for Salt Lake this year with a couple of homers. Son of Rafael. And he takes the pitch up high for a ball, 1-1. Palmeiro in the lineup at second base today. And here's a pitch down low for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Well, this pitch has been challenged, and it was indeed a strike. Rainiers win the challenge, and so it is a 1-2 count on Palmeiro. Pedro Severino correctly calling for the challenge there. Next pitch is outside. Two balls, two strikes. So that's our first challenge of the day. There will be more. We're using the challenge system all weekend. 2-2 pitch, grounded to first and fielded by Tedarowicz, and he takes it to the bag himself for the out, and the inning is over. Three up, three down, all infield grounders. Adam Haller, quick and easy, top of the second inning. We go to the bottom of inning number two. It's Tacoma 1, Salt Lake nothing.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information. A closed-circuit television inspection can determine the structural condition of your pipe and help locate defects or obstructions. Provac CCTV inspection team is certified by NASCO for pipe, lateral, and manhole inspection. Our services are for pipe diameters of 2 to 200 inches and include storm, sewer, conduit, and lateral launch for side sewers. The inspection is done using a remotely operated camera mounted on a self-propelled robotic crawler. Whether it's to find a leak or blockage, Provac has the equipment to get the job done quickly.
It doesn't matter what industry you're in. These days, everyone's in the same business, staying in business. And those rising insurance premiums everyone is facing aren't helping. At Propel Insurance, we get it. And we're working day in and day out to help clients adapt, refining their coverage solutions, keeping them in the know about changing regulations, and being there to answer a question at 5 a.m. on a Sunday, because that's just what a good partner does. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Right here's up 1-0. We go to the bottom of the second inning here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. Leading things off for the Red Ears at the bottom of the second is Robbie Tedarowicz in his second game since being promoted from Double-A Arkansas, where he's been having a huge season. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Now the 0-1 pitch is smashed down the right field line. That's going to be a base hit and more for Todorovic. Chasing it is Martinez, and he picks it up in the corner, and Todorovic is going to check in at second base with a leadoff double. Well, Double-A Arkansas, he hit 20 doubles and 16 homers. Last night in his Tacoma debut, he hit his first Triple-A homer, and today he has his first Rainiers double. And that gets the Red Ears started here at the bottom of the second inning. And now Zach Deloach will be the batter. And now a swing and a drive to right. This is deep. It is back and it is gone. Zach Deloach with a rifle shot to right field. His 12th of the year. And the Red Ears make it a 3-0 lead. And they've already hit two home runs tonight. Zach Deloach with a rocket of a line drive homer to right field. Gregorius went deep in the first and Deloach in the second. Interesting that it's two left-handed hitters who have pulled homers off this left-hand starter, Kenny Rosenberg. So the Red Ears up 3-0, and here's Adam Engel. And the pitch is up and away for a ball. Three homers last night for the Red Ears, two the night before, and already two today. 1-0 pitch down low. Red Ears now have hit 138 home runs this season as a team. That's second in the PCL. And this pitch misses ball three. Now it's up and in, ball four. Engel walks on four pitches. Severino now coming up. He's been hot. A little trip to the mound from the pitching coach for Salt Lake, Darren Ebert. Well, the Red Ears, with the 138 homers, third in the league. Last year, Tacoma set a franchise record for home runs in a season. And the league leader in homers right now for the teams is Vegas. Vegas has hit 156, so they have a good chunk more than the Rainiers right now, 18 more. Here's the pitch to Severino, and he takes a strike, 0-1 the count. Severino hit a double and a homer in Wednesday's game. So now the 0-1 pitch swung on and bounced foul third base side. And in Severino's last three games, he's hit two doubles and two homers, making the start at catcher today. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. And it swung on and fouled away. Still no balls, two strikes. Oh, 0-2 pitch is hit in the air to right, and that's going to carry out towards Martinez, who makes the catch, and that's the first out in the bottom of the second inning. So Severino flies out to Orlando Martinez. Sam Haggerty now the hitter. Haggerty lined out to fairly deep left field his first time up. He's 0 for 1. Rosenberg now with a toss to first and back in safely is Engel. Rosenberg's made 3 starts against Tacoma this year prior to today. He started against the Red Ears twice in the same series in May in Salt Lake City. Runner goes, pitch is hit in the air to right field. Is this another one? Back is Martinez at the fence. He runs out of room. It's gone. Another home run. The Red Ears are drilling taters these days. 3 more homers tonight after 3 last night. We're only in the second inning. Sam Haggerty with his 5th of the season in a Tacoma uniform, an oppo bomb. And the Red Ears have a 5-0 lead at the bottom of the second inning. The homers just keep coming. Here's Cooper Hummel, who would like to get in on this. He grounded out his first time up. The pitch from Rosenberg is a swing and a miss and a slider for a strike. Oh, and won the count. Next pitch bounced on a high hop to short, fielded by Jack Lopez, and he fires to first and gets Hummel, and that's the second out of the inning. So Cooper Hummel grounds out to shortstop, and now D.D. Gregorius will be the batter. Gregorius hit the first home run tonight in the first inning. He hit the first home run for the Red Ears last night, too. He's the guy who has started the home run surge in each of these last 2 games. And he takes a pitch down low for a ball, 1-0. Want to know the count to Gregorius. And the pitch is a swing and a foul back, 1-1. One pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike 2. A swing and a soft liner up the middle, but it's caught by Lopez, the shortstop, and that's the final out in the bottom of the second inning. Gregorius, soft liner to short, and the Red Ears are done, but they scored 4 runs in the bottom of the second inning, and they do it with 3 hits, 2 of which were homers. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the third inning. It's Tacoma 5, Salt Lake nothing.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Farelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Five nothing. Right here's on top. We go to the third. Top of the order coming up for Salt Lake. Jordan Adams, Levon Soto, and Daniel Murphy against Adam Aller. And Aller's pitch is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Well, Aller has had more run support in the first two innings today than he did in the entire game in each of his first two starts for Tacoma combined. As there's a pitch that misses for a ball. He's had two outings for the Red Ears, and in one of them, the Red Ears scored one run, and in the other one, the Red Ears scored two. Already five tonight. 1-1 pitch. A little bit inside to Adams. 2-1 the count. Now the 2-1 delivery is taken high. Ball three. 3 balls, 1 strike. And this one is inside, ball four, and Adams will head down to first base, and that's the second walk issued by Aller. And now the league's home stolen base leader, Jordan Adams, is on, and we'll see if he tries to get moving on the base paths. Pitch to Soto is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Pitch with a runner going is a swing and a miss. Throw to second base, and safe at second base with a swim move is Jordan Adams. He pulled his left arm. He went in with a head first dive, and he pulled his left arm back and reached out with the right arm to get around the bag and around the tag of Gregorius. And Jordan Adams has his 36th steal of the year, and he's only been caught 4 times. The Red Ears got him earlier in this series. O'Keefe threw him out. Now the 1-1 to Soto is up high for a ball. 2-1. So 2 balls, 1 strike to Soto. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. And the count's even now, 2-2. So 2 balls, 2 strikes. And the pitch is swung on and fouled out of play on the third base side. Still 2-2. Now the 2-2 pitch. Inside, ball three. So full count to Soto after Adams walked to lead off this inning. Payoff pitch, swung on and fouled off on the third base side, and that's out towards the picnic decks down the left field line, party decks. which are packed tonight, as they often are here at Cheney Stadium. Three-two again. There goes Adams to third. Pitch is high and away. Ball, the throw to third is in time for the out. They get the out at third base. Adams is caught stealing, tagged out by Shiner. Severino hosed him, but Levon Soto did draw a walk. So Soto now at first, one out of the inning. And Daniel Murphy is the hitter, and that's the fifth time this year that Jordan Adams has been caught stealing, second time in this series. Murphy stands in, left-hand hitter, and the pitch is swung on and fouled into the seats on the third base side. Owen won the count. Turning a throw to first, and back in safely is Soto. He has not attempted a steal yet for Salt Lake this season. Now the 0-1 pitch is fouled off on the third base side, and the count moves to 0-2. O-2 pitch coming, and it is swung on, hit in the air towards left. Lining it up is Hummel, and he makes the catch, and there's the second out in the top of the third inning. Murphy flies to left field. Soto remains at first, and now Kevin Padlow is the batter. He singled his first time up. Right, here's lead 5-0. We're in the top of the third. Mariners also with a nice early lead. They're up on the Diamondbacks 4-0 down in Phoenix right now. That game's in the fourth inning. Two-run double by Cal Raleigh and also one from Tom Murphy. Here's a liner to left, right at Hummel, and he gloves it for the final out. Padlow hit it hard, but right at Cooper Hummel in left field, who made the catch, and the inning is over. No runs for Salt Lake, no hits or errors. One runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the third. It's Tacoma 5, Salt Lake nothing.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusOfTacomaFife.com.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
En BECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria, también somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en becu.org/careers.
Oh, it's 5-0. Right here's with the lead over Salt Lake. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Brian O'Keefe to lead things off, and the pitch is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. O'Keefe walked in the first inning. his only plate appearance so far. Rosenberg's next pitch is swung on and popped up foul first base side. That'll get out of play. Rainiers with three home runs already. Didi Gregorius, Zach Deloach, and Sam Haggerty have all gone deep. Next pitch to O'Keefe is roped to right. This has a chance. Back it goes, and it is gone. The fourth home run of the game for the Rainiers. Brian O'Keefe with an oppo bomb. That is his 18th of the year. He is homered in back-to-back games, just like Gregorius. And O'Keefe climbs another notch on the Tacoma all-time home run list. That's number 44 for O'Keefe in a Rainiers uniform. Yesterday, he cracked the top 20 when he hit number 43, and that's now got him tied with number 18 on the all-time Tacoma home run list. That's Dan Vogelbeck. Vogie also hit 44 in a Tacoma uni. Pitch to Jake Shiner is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. So two homers for the Rainiers on Wednesday, three yesterday, four and counting today. Now a swing and a foul out of play by Shiner. 1-1 the count. Now the 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss, 1-2. Shiner hasn't gotten in on this home run barrage. He leads the league in homers, and of the Rainiers, nine homers the last 3 days. He doesn't have any. He takes this one down low for a ball. Had a big single in yesterday's game. Now this pitch grounded up the middle, and a diving stop by the second baseman Palmeiro. His throw to first is not in time. Shiner legs out an infield single. Palmeiro is playing up the middle as far as is allowed with the current no shift rules, and he ranged to the other side of the bag and made a diving stop, but Shiner able to leg out the infield hit. Here's Robbie Tanerowicz, who doubled and scored last inning. And the pitch is a breaking ball inside, ball one. Now the 1-0 pitch is swung on and popped up, foul and out of play behind the plate. So 1-1 to Tanerowicz. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss there, strike two. Tanerowicz has a nickname. They call him Birdman. I don't know the backstory on that one just yet. Here's the 1-2 on its way from Rosenberg. And the pitch is down low for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Two-two pitch. Bounced on one big hop to third. Padlo has it. Goes to Palmeiro for one. On to first. There's two. They turn a double play around the horn. Third to second to first. Padlo to Palmeiro to Murphy. And just like that, two men are gone here in the third inning. And here comes Zach Deloach, who hit one out last inning for his 12th homer of the year. Now a swing and a miss for a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch is down low. One ball, one strike. One pitch is a fastball called a strike. 1-2. This one misses for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Well, the four home runs that the Red Ears have hit so far tonight, double the most that Rosenberg has allowed in a game this year. As here's a swing and a foul hit in the air and out of play on the third base side. Rosenberg had not allowed more than two home runs in a start this season. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Down goes Deloach, and that is the final out here in the third inning. Second strikeout for Rosenberg. Right here's get another run on another homer. Brian O'Keefe goes deep. One run on two hits, no errors, and no one left. We go to the fourth inning. It's Tacoma 6, Salt Lake nothing.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
This is Pre-Tection. Yep, Pre-Tection. The everyday skin protection ritual that protects your skin from mosquitoes. Pre-barbecue. Pre-playground. Pre-everything. Pre-everyday. Prevention is the best protection. This summer, make sure you have Off, the number one dermatologist recommended repellent brand. SC Johnson, a family company.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Tacoma 6, Salt Lake nothing. We go to the fourth, and the first pitch from Adam Aller to Jack Lopez is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Lopez walked his first time up. Aller's next pitch is outside, 1-1. 6-0 Red Ears on four homers. Aller has allowed two hits and three walks through three innings with two strikeouts. Next pitch swung on and bounced foul off the foot of Lopez, and he's got to walk that one off. 1-2 now. We're going to take a look at what happened around the league last night and get you caught up on the news of the Pacific Coast League. Oklahoma City moved into sole possession of first place in the second half standings with a 2-1 win over Reno last night. And that game was in Reno. Remarkable that they played a 2-1 game in that ballpark, one of the lowest scoring games ever played there. I think they've had something like 2-1-0 games there since it was built. So here's a grounder into left, a base hit for Lopez, and he is on to start the fourth inning. There was a 2-0 game that the Rainiers once played in Reno. And anyway, Oklahoma City won there last night 2-1. Mike Montgomery did the pitching for Oklahoma City, the former Rainier from way back when. The lefty went five scoreless innings, allowed just two hits and one walk. Slade Ciccone for Reno went seven innings, allowed two runs, and lost. It's a tough loss. Here's the pitch to Brett Phillips, and it's outside for a ball, 1-0. Oklahoma City now in first in the second half standings, but they won the first half, so they're not really playing for anything in the second half. If they win the second half, too, there's one high and away. The opponent in the playoffs for Oklahoma City will be whoever finishes in second place in the second half standings. Two-oh pitch coming to Phillips. And it's a swing and a miss, and the count goes to 2-1. Albuquerque's only one game behind Oklahoma City. They won last night. They beat Sacramento 4-3. Cole Tucker hit a three-run homer. The Isotopes bullpen tossed four scoreless innings. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss, 2-2 to Phillips. Albuquerque has Brendan Rodgers on a rehab assignment, the Rockies' second baseman, who's always a good hitter when he's healthy. He's just injured a lot, and he's been out all year, but now rehabbing with Albuquerque. He had two hits yesterday, including a double, and scored a run. Next pitch is fouled off the fingertip of Severino. Nice. Being given a moment to recover. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is a called strike three, and Phillips goes down looking, and Adam Aller has his third strikeout of the day. Went with the off-speed pitch there to get him. And now Zach Humphries is the batter. Albuquerque no longer has Chris Flexen, the former Mariner. He's getting called up by the Rockies and is going to join Colorado's starting rotation. Pitch to Humphries is in there for a strike. He had a couple of good outings for Albuquerque, and they're going to give him a shot in the rotation. Move to first, and Lopez is back in, standing up. Oh, one pitch coming. Swing and a miss. There's strike two. 93-mile-per-hour fastball. Oh, 2 pitch. Breaking ball outside. One ball, two strikes. Here comes the 1-2, and it's swung on and fouled back, still 1-2. The Rainiers' next opponent, Sugarland, beat Las Vegas in Vegas last night 10-7, as Jonathan Singleton and Shea Whitcomb each hit two homers for Sugarland. That game was played with a game-time temperature of 108 in Vegas last night. Next pitch gets away from Severino. 2-2 now to Humphreys. Two pitch coming. And it's swung on and lined to right, and it bounces in front of Deloach. He has to play it on a hop. He was charging, but couldn't get there in time. It's a single for Humphreys. Lopez stops at second, and Salt Lake has runners at first and second with one out. Orlando Martinez is the next hitter. When the Rainiers face Sugarland on Tuesday, they will be without their catcher, Corey Lee, who got traded today to the Chicago White Sox for the former Mariners reliever and frequently traded Kendall Graveman. Now the pitch is a swing and a foul tip by Martinez. 0-1 the count. One pitch, swung on, grounded to first. Tenarowitz fields it, goes to Gregorius. There's one back to Aller covering first. In time for the out. The Red Ears turn the double play. Tenarowitz to Gregorius to Aller, and that wraps up the top of the fourth inning. No runs on a hit. There were no errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning with the score, Tacoma 6, Salt Lake nothing.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
It doesn't matter what industry you're in. These days, everyone's in the same business, staying in business. And those rising insurance premiums everyone is facing aren't helping. At Propel Insurance, we get it. And we're working day in and day out to help clients adapt. We're finding their coverage solutions, keeping them in the know about changing regulations, and being there to answer a question at 5 a.m. on a Sunday, because that's just what a good partner does. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Tacoma 6, Salt Lake nothing. Adam Engel, Pedro Severino, and Sam Haggerty to bat here at the bottom of the fourth. Rainiers have hit four homers in three innings against Kenny Rosenberg, who had not allowed more than two in a game this year. First pitch to Adam Engel is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Engel walked and scored in the second. Next pitch in there for a strike. The Rainiers' last 10 runs have all scored on homers. The last time they had a non-homer run was in the third inning yesterday. So here's a swing and a foul back. That was when Cooper Hummel singled in Zach Deloach. Oh, and two, the count to Engel. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air to center. Phillips lining it up, and he makes the catch, and Engel is out, one away. Well, we've been looking at last night's PCL action, and we saved the best for last. One game was off the chain. Does anyone ever say that anymore? I don't think so. Anyway, Round Rock in El Paso had a wild one last night at Southwest University Park. So now the pitch is breaking ball in for a strike. Round Rock was ahead on the road in El Paso, 9-5, going to the bottom of the ninth inning. Four-run lead. What could possibly go wrong? Well, everything had turned out. Here's a pitch down low to Severino. El Paso scored four runs in the bottom of the ninth inning to tie it, and they did it off of Alex Spees, the impressive Round Rock reliever, who was wild. He walked one batter and hit two others to get into trouble. So here's a grounder foul, third base side. And they took him out and brought in a different reliever, Chase Lee. And then the hits started to come. Tim Lopes hit a two-run single. Eggy Rosario doubled in a run. And then Rangel Ravelo's sack fly tied the game 9-9. So they went to extras. In the top of the 10th, Round Rock did not score. And then El Paso won it in the bottom of the 10th on an RBI single by Kevin Plawecki, a walk-off. And El Paso beat Round Rock 10-9. Now the 1-2 pitch bounced foul, third base side. Here's the kicker, however. Plawecki had the walk-off single for El Paso last night at home. Fans going wild. They win the game on a big Thursday night at Southwest University Park. They beat Round Rock. Now the next pitch to Severino, grounded left side, scooped up by Padlo, and he throws across the diamond in time to get Severino, and two men are out. And now Haggerty will be the hitter. Today, Plawecki, after walking off Round Rock, got traded. Who did he get traded to? Round Rock. So yesterday, he beat them with a walk-off RBI single, and today, he's going to the other team's locker room and suiting up for Round Rock, as here's a pitch that misses to Haggerty. So he's got to meet all his new teammates and say, sorry, I had that game-winning hit last night for the other guys. Pitches into Haggerty, and it's a 1-1 count now. Can we just let bygones be bygones? Maybe he'll do something today to beat El Paso. That would be something. So here's a pitch in for a strike, 1-2. This pitch bounces up to the plate, and the count's even, 2-2. How about that, though? He gets a walk-off hit and then traded to the team he just beat the very next day. What if they finish one game out of the playoffs when it's all said and done? He finishes the season with Round Rock, and he's the reason they missed the playoffs. Here's a roller to third, fielded by Padlo, and they throw out Haggerty at first base, and the inning is over. For the first time tonight, the Raiders do not score as they go in order, 1-2-3. We head to the fifth. It is Tacoma 6 at Salt Lake, nothing.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Well, we go to the fifth, and Tacoma's out in front, 6-0. Adam Aller on the mound. First pitch to Preston Palmeiro is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. Palmeiro grounded out earlier. He's 0-1. 0-1 pitch is high and outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Now the 1-1. And it is taken outside for a ball, 2-1. Aller's scattered four hits so far. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss, and the count's even, 2-2. Now a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a change, and down goes Palmeiro, and there's the first out here in the fifth. Strikeout number four for Aller, and one away for Jordan Adams. Was talking about that wild game in El Paso last night that the Chihuahuas won 10-9. Round Rock losing a game they had a four-run lead going to the bottom of the ninth. There's a liner towards right center. That's into the gap, and it's going to go through to the fence. Extra bases for Adams, who can really run, but getting it back in quickly is Engel, and it's a double for Adams. So Jordan Adams has his 18th double of the year. Stroking that one into right center, and now LeVon Soto will be the hitter. Not only did Round Rock lose a game in which they had a four-run lead going to the bottom of the ninth, they lost a game in which they turned a triple play. Yeah, there was a triple play in that game, too. El Paso had, obviously, two on and no one out. Well, there could be bases loaded. It's either got to be two on or bases loaded with no one out for a triple A to be a triple play to be a possibility as Soto fouls one off. And they turned the triple play on a ground ball to third base. Around the horn, the third baseman fielding it, touching third base, throwing to second for out number two, and then relay to first to get the batter out for the triple play. This one's up and away for a ball. It went from Dio Arias to Justin Foscue to Blaine Krim for the Round Rock Express. 1-1 pitch up high for a ball, 2-1. I want to see a triple play. The Rainiers have not had a triple play since 1995. Either way, they haven't turned one on defense or hit into one since 1995. Here's how long it's been since the Rainiers were last involved in a triple play as LeVon Soto fouls one off. Archimedes Pozo was involved in it for you Mariners fans from way back. Two balls, two strikes to LeVon Soto. Runner at second, one out. And the pitch is outside, ball three. So full count, three balls, two strikes. Now a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Soto, and Aller has his fifth strikeout of the evening. Two down at the top of the fifth inning. And now Daniel Murphy is the hitter. Murphy's 0-2 with a ground out and a fly out. And the pitch is swung out and popped up on the left side. And Shiner at third makes the catch. And there's the final out here at the top of the fifth inning. Murphy pops up And that does it for Salt Lake. No runs on a hit. There were no errors and one runner left on. We're halfway through it, middle of the fifth, with the score Tacoma 6, Salt Lake nothing.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Ready for an MVP move? Using Water Wisely can help lower your summer water bills and help maintain our water supply. Fixing leaks, turning off the tap, and running full loads of dishes and laundry can reduce water waste. Water lawns early in the day and only give your landscape about 1 inch of water each week. From the forest to your tap, Tacoma Water takes pride in providing clean, reliable water. Learn more at mytpu.org/watersmart.
Rainier's up 6-0 over Salt Lake. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning here at Cheney Stadium. The Rainier's with a four-homer attack in this one. Kenny Rosenberg, however, has settled down. He's retired 5 in a row. And here's his first pitch to Cooper Hummel, and it's taken down low for a ball 1-0. Hummel has grounded out twice, 0-2. Mariners still leading the Diamondbacks 4-0, now onto the top of the seventh inning in Phoenix. Logan Gilbert on the hill. 1-0 pitch is in there for a strike to Hummel, 1-1. One pitch down in the dirt for a ball. Two balls, one strike. One pitch, check swing, foul, first base side. Counts even, 2-2 to Hummel in his first season in the Mariners organization. Now a swing and a bouncer, foul, third base side. Now the 2-2 pitch is a called strike three to Hummel. He's going to challenge it, though, so we'll go to the automated ball strike system and see what it has to say. And it was indeed a strike. It caught the bottom of the zone, and Hummel has struck out, and Rosenberg has his third strikeout, and the Rainiers lose a challenge for the first time today. One out for D.D. Gregorius, who is 1-for-2 with a homer. They call him Sir Didi because, he's been knighted. No joke. Sears went down low for a ball, 1-0. Didi is from Holland. He was born in Amsterdam. When he was 5, his family moved to Curaçao, the island in the Netherlands Antilles, and he takes a strike now, 1-1. His dad was a baseball player. He got into baseball at a young age. He's popular on the island. So there's a swing and a miss, strike two. And in 2011, when Gregorius was 21 years old and a pro already playing in the minor leagues, there was an international tournament that the Netherlands had qualified for, and they had him play on their team. There's a swing and a pop-up foul out of play. It was the 2011 Baseball World Cup, and the Dutch ended up winning it. And Didi had 9 hits and hit a homer in the tournament, and they beat Cuba in the finals and won the championship of the 2011 Baseball World Cup. So now the 1-2 pitch to Gregorius is outside, 2-2. And apparently the guys on the team thought that the government was going to give them a little cash kickback for winning the title. But no, instead, they all got knighted. Now the 2-2 to Gregorius is a breaking ball inside, and it hit Didi, and he's going to head down to first base. Breaking ball that got away from Rosenberg, and Gregorius turned away from it, and it hit him in the back, upper back near his right shoulder. So he's all right. He's heading down to first. He'll probably have a bruise, though. And now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. So Didi Gregorius was knighted on behalf of Queen Beatrix, who was then the Queen of the Netherlands. And he became Sir Didi in a ceremony in Curacao. As here's a pitch inside to O'Keefe. And Didi Gregorius is officially a Knight of the Order of Orange Nassau, which was founded in 1892. Pitch in for a strike, 1-1. I don't know if he has any like cool armor or like a funny hat for that. I don't know. I don't know how that works. Well, we've got a challenge here. This pitch challenged by O'Keefe. And it was a ball up high, as the automated ball strike system indicates. And so the Red Ears win the challenge, and the count is 2 balls, no strikes on O'Keefe. O'Keefe has walked and homered so far today. And the pitch is a swing and a foul tip. 2-2. Now a swing and a miss, 2-2. There's one down the middle for a called strike 3, and O'Keefe goes down looking, and that is Rosenberg's 4th strikeout, and now Jake Shiner will be the batter. One of the fun things about Didi Gregorius being from Curacao and having been born in Amsterdam is he speaks fluently 4 languages. The pitch to Shiner is down low for a ball. Gregorius speaks English, Spanish, Dutch, and the native language of Curacao, Papiamento. So that's very handy in baseball to be able to speak English and Spanish. I don't know if the Dutch really helps them in baseball. Here's one up high for a ball to Shiner, 2-0. Well, a trip to the mound now by the pitching coach for the Bees, Darren Ebert. And they have some bullpen activity for the first time today with a right-hander warming up. Thank you. Shiner stands in. And the pitch is down and in for a ball. And it's three balls, no strikes. And there's ball four. So Shiner walks on four pitches, and taking second is Gregorius. Two on, two out for Robbie Tenorowicz, who has doubled and grounded into a double play tonight, one for two. Jimmy Herget warming up in the Salt Lake bullpen. Here's a pitch in for a called strike to Tenorowicz. 0-1 the count. Rainiers also have bullpen activity with a right-hander loosening up. One pitch, swing, and a miss, strike two to Tenorowicz. Diego Castillo is warming up for Tacoma. Two on, two out, and the pitch is low and away. What a two. This is being challenged by Salt Lake. They thought it was a strike, and they were right. The automated ball strike system calls that a strike, and Tenorowicz has been rung up by a computer for probably the first time in his life, as he was just promoted to AAA yesterday. So that wraps up the bottom of the fifth inning. The Red Ears do not score. No runs, hits, or errors, and two runners left on base. We go to the sixth inning. It is Tacoma 6, Salt Lake nothing.
Chemical grouting is the most effective and long-lasting method for sealing structurally sound sewer and stormwater systems. The ProVac specialists will test your pipeline to find the leak. Then our grouting division uses chemical and cementitious techniques to grout manholes, catch basins, vaults, and other types of leaks. For localized pipe damage, we perform internal point repair for quick, non-disruptive restoration. Team ProVac, here with the complete solution for maintaining the integrity of your sewer or stormwater system. At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the Help Me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call
866-986-8083. 6-0 Red Ears lead Salt Lake. We go to the sixth inning, and a new pitcher for the Red Ears, Diego Castillo, takes over. And he is in relief of Adam Aller, who went five shutout innings of five-hit ball. As here's a little chopper up the third baseline. Shiner charges it and fields it, throws to first, and it's not in time. An infield single for Padlow, his second hit of the game. Little bouncer up the third baseline. Shiner charged it, fired it, but Padlow simply legged it out. So Aller, five innings pitched, allowed five hits, no runs. Walked three, struck out five. And now Castillo takes over. This is Diego's 26th appearance for the Red Ears. This pitch is inside now to Jack Lopez, ball one. Castillo 4-3 with a 7.14 ERA. Castillo now with his next pitch, and it's a fastball called a strike. 1-1. One pitch coming. Swung on it, pulled to third, and Shiner with a backhand knocks it down, picks it up, throws to first, and gets the out there. Padlo advances to second. Shiner had to backhand this ball, and it glanced off of his glove, but he quickly picked it up and threw out Lopez at first base. Runner at second now with one out for Brett Phillips. Phillips 0-2 with a couple of strikeouts. And Castillo's pitch is in there for a strike. This is game number 100 on the year for the Red Ears. We'll play 150. Sears is swinging a foul out of play. 97 mile per hour fastball from Castillo. No balls, two strikes to Phillips. And Castillo's pitch is a called strike three. Got him with a 96 mile per hour sinker, and down goes Brett Phillips, and two men are out at the top of the sixth inning. If the Rainiers hang on and win this game, and there's still a ways to go, but if they do, they will have 50 wins and 50 losses after 100 games. Now the pitch to Humphreys is called a strike, 0-1. This is going to be a one-inning outing for Castillo, as Tacoma already has Blake Wyman warming up. Here's a grounder foul, third base side. The Rainiers have scored tonight. That means that they have played 100 games this season without being shut out. So here's a pitch outside of the dirt, 1-2. And it was pointed out by the Red Ears PR guru, Paul Braverman, that the last time the Red Ears were shut out last year was game number 100 last season. So the Red Ears played the last 50 games last year, and now the first 100 this year without being shut out. Here's a swing and a drive to deep center field. Engel racing back deep is part of the park. It's over his head, and it hits the wall on the bounce right next to the 425 sign. Scoring is Padlo, and in at second base with a very long double is Zach Humphreys, and it is Tacoma 6, Salt Lake 1. This ball bounced right in front of the 425 marker on that wall in dead center. Humphreys ripping one over the head of the center fielder. Well, the Bees aren't being shut out today either. Orlando Martinez stands in, little bouncer up the middle. Gregorius fields it behind the bag, throws to first in the dirt, and Shiner can't, or Tenorowicz can't handle it. And scoring from second base is Humphreys. Martinez is safe at first, and it is 6-2. Chopper right up the middle. It hit the base, and Gregorius had to react. He fielded it, but then had to sling kind of an off-balance throw to first because it hit that base and threw him off kilter. And his throw was in the dirt. It hit Tenorowicz's glove as he tried to make a sweeping pick of it and bounced away. And Martinez ends up scoring. So a runner at first with two outs, 6-2 now, and Preston Palmeiro is the hitter. Well, Martinez is being credited with an infield single and a throwing error to Gregorius that allows Humphreys to score. So now the 1-0 pitch is outside to Palmeiro. Two balls, no strikes. Now the pitch with the runner going is outside. Throw to second, and safe at second base is Orlando Martinez. So he has his first Triple-A stolen base of the season. He just arrived with Salt Lake yesterday from the Angels Double-A team. Well, it's 3-0 to Palmeiro. And Castillo with the pitch. Swung on and fouled out of play. The count goes to 3-1. Three balls, one strike. And it's down and in, ball four, and Palmeiro draws a walk. And there are two on for Jordan Adams. And the Rainiers need to get out of this inning. Number two, Jordan Adams. Jordan Adams is one for two with a double. Castillo with the pitch, and it is taken at the knees for a strike. 0-1 the count. And that's being challenged by Jordan Adams. He thought it was low, and he was right. So Salt Lake wins the challenge, and that's actually ball one to Jordan Adams. One oh pitch inside for a ball. Here comes the 2-0 now. And it's a swing and a miss. 2-1. One pitch is a call to strike. Snap throw to first, and diving back in safely is Palmeiro. Pedro Severino trying to back pick the runner at first base. The next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Castillo fans Jordan Adams, and that closes out the top of the sixth inning. But the Bees get back into the game a bit. They score two runs, and they do it with three hits. There was a Tacoma error and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It is Tacoma 6, Salt Lake 2.
And BECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria, también somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en becu.org/careers.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Get
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online. So you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Tacoma 6, Salt Lake 2. New pitcher in there for the Bees. Jimmy Herget in from the bullpen. And he replaces Kenny Rosenberg. Zach Deloach will lead things off against Herget. And Herget's pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. Deloach, Engel, and Severino due up for the Red Ears this inning. Now the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. Rosenberg went five innings, allowed six hits, six runs all earned, walked two, struck out five. Did a nice job of being his own long reliever and saving the bullpen because he allowed the six runs when there was no one out in the third, and he gave him three more innings through the third, fourth, and fifth. So here's one to Deloach that makes the count. One ball, two strikes. Herget appearing in his 18th game for Salt Lake, 0-1 with a 4.64 ERA. 1-2 pitch is low for a ball, 2-2. Herget, 29-year-old righty. Two pitch coming, and it is fouled into the seats on the third base side. Still two balls, two strikes. Two pitch coming. Called strike three, and Deloach goes down looking, and one man is out at the bottom of the sixth. We'll check our Seattle Mariner Farm Report while the Red Ears bat here with Adam Engel coming up. The M's AA team, Arkansas, nearly got no hit last night in the Texas League. They didn't. They had two hits in the ninth inning, but they didn't have any until then. So the pitch to Engel is in there for a strike. The Arkansas Travelers, the Mariners' AA team, terrific team. They're 24 games over 500, 58-34. But yesterday they got shut down and lost 3-1. Only two hits, both in the ninth. Alberto Rodriguez with an RBI double. So there's one that misses to Engel, 1-1. They had a really good start from Emerson Hancock, who's been on a roll lately for Arkansas. Now the 1-1 pitch to Engel is chopped up the middle, and cutting it off the shortstop, Lopez, throw to first is in time for the out, and two men are gone in the bottom of the sixth. Severino is next. Hancock last night at AA Arkansas allowed one run in seven innings, permitted only four hits, walked only one, struck out five, and got stuck with a loss. He's 11-4 there with a 4.26 ERA. He's had three straight tremendous starts. Pitch to Severino is in there for a strike. One pitch. In there for a called strike, 0-2. So time called. Severino steps out for a moment. Now he's back in there and ready to hit. Herget with the 0-2 pitch, and it is outside, 1-2. Rob Kaminsky turned up in the AA Arkansas box score yesterday. He'd been on the Red Ears injured list for about a month and then did a few rehab games in Arizona, and then they sent him to AA Arkansas, and he pitched a scoreless inning yesterday. The lefty. 1-2 pitch, pulled foul on the ground. Still 1-2. Elsewhere on the farm yesterday, 2021 first-round pick Harry Ford had two hits with a homer for Everett yesterday, but they lost at Vancouver 6-4. One 2 pitch now. Swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Severino, and that wraps up the bottom of the sixth inning. Three up, three down. The Red Ears go in order. We head to the seventh inning of play with the score Tacoma 6, Salt Lake 2.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
On we go to the seventh inning. It's Tacoma 6, Salt Lake 2. New pitcher for the Red Ears. Blake Wyman. Now on the mound for the Red Ears, the lefty, and he'll face Levon Soto, Daniel Murphy, and Kevin Padlow. Soto stands in, and Wyman throws a pitch low and away, ball one. So Wyman in relief of Diego Castillo, who went one inning, allowed three hits, two runs, one earned, walked one, struck out two. Now the pitch, breaking ball, in for a strike, one ball, one strike. Wyman appearing in his 35th game of the year, 1-4 with a 4.50 ERA. Next pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike two to Soto. This pitch misses for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Two pitch is a called strike three, and down goes Levon Soto, and one man is out at the top of the seventh inning. So Wyman strikes out the first batter he faces. And that brings Daniel Murphy to the plate. He's 0-3 in this game. And the pitch from Wyman is a little bit inside for a ball. One oh pitch. Called a strike, 1-1 now. One pitch swung on and looped out into left center. That's going to get down for a base hit. Over to cut it off his angle, and it's a one-out single for Murphy. So he has his first hit of the game, a single into left center. Got a breaking ball from Wyman and just served it the other way. And now Padlo is the hitter. Padlo's 2-for-3 with a pair of singles and a run scored, and Wyman's pitch is a swing and a miss at a fastball. Now the 0-1 pitch, swing and a foul. And it's 0-2 now to Padlo. Runner at first, one down. Wyman trying to put away Padlo. Here comes the 0-2 pitch, and it is low. One ball, two strikes. Next pitch up and in. Now two balls, two strikes. Now a swing and a foul tip at the plate. Still two balls, two strikes. Wyman said, here comes the 2-2 on its way to Padlo, and it's a swing and a ball pulled through the left side and into left field. That's a base hit for Padlo, his third hit of the game. Moving to second and stopping there is Murphy. Back-to-back singles come with one out at the top of the seventh inning, and now Jack Lopez is the batter. Lopez is 1-for-2 with a single and a walk so far. Left versus right here. Wyman, the lefty, with the pitch, and it swung on and hit well towards left center. On the move is Hummel at the fence, but this is gone. A three-run homer for Jack Lopez, his third home run of this series. And the Salt Lake Bees have made it a one-run game. It's Tacoma 6, Salt Lake 5. Lopez has hit 7 home runs all season, and 3 of them have come this week at Cheney Stadium. Pulled this one out of here to left center. So all of a sudden it's a one-run game. The And now Brett Phillips is the hitter. The Rainiers pitching coach Jairo Cuevas is going to the mound while the Rainiers warm up another arm in the bullpen. So Cuevas will talk things over with Wyman. Quick little meeting. Wyman has the left versus left advantage on Phillips. Here's the pitch to Phillips, pardon me, and it's taken up high for a ball. He was thinking about trying to bunt for a hit there. Now the 1-0 is bunted at again, and this time it's missed. One ball, one strike. Now the 1-1 fouled back. 1-2. Now the pitch is lined into right, and that's a base hit for Phillips. So over to pick it up is Deloach, and Brett Phillips is aboard, and now Salt Lake has the tying runner on base. And Zach Humphreys coming to the plate. That's going to do it for Wyman. John Russell's on his way to the mound. Wyman's been a hot hand out of the bullpen recently, but today the bees got to him. And he is done for the day. So we'll take a break for this pitching change. New pitcher coming in. Runner at first, one out in the top of the seventh inning. Our score is Tacoma 6, Salt Lake 5.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
The new Rainiers pitcher is right-hander Ryder Ryan, and he takes over here in the seventh with a runner at first and one out. Salt Lake batting. Tacoma leading the game 6-5, but it was 6-0. Things have tightened up considerably. Zach Humphreys comes to the plate. Ryder Ryan appearing in his 30th game today. He's 3-2 with a 3.89 ERA in 37 innings. He has 35 strikeouts, 15 walks. Right-hander is ready to work on Humphreys. And Ryan comes set. Here's his pitch. And it is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Ryder Ryan. Born in Huntersville, North Carolina. 28-year-old ready. Here's his 0-1 pitch to Humphreys, and it's a slider tapped foul. And the count goes to 0-2. Rainiers are going to have the top of the order coming up in the bottom of this inning. Haggerty, Hummel, and Gregorius. Now the 0-2 pitch. And it is outside for a ball, 1-2. Next pitch hit up the middle, and it's fielded by Haggerty. Takes it to second for one, throws it to first for two, a double play. Haggerty was positioned perfectly, shaded up the middle, and Humphreys hit a hot two-hopper right to him. And Haggerty took it himself to second for one and threw to first for two, and that closes out the top of the seventh. But Salt Lake scores three runs on four hits. There were no errors and no one left. It's the stretch. You can hear him singing. It is Tacoma 6, Salt Lake 5.
When things feel crazy, it's good to remember what you can always count on. At Propel Insurance, that includes agents who understand your business, a claims department that never quits, and smart risk management programs customized around your unique assets and risks. At Propel, we're here to help you thrive, no matter what's ahead. Let us show you how we can help with a complimentary risk assessment. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Rainiers up 6-5. It's the seventh inning stretch. Rainiers scored all six of their runs in the first three innings. Haven't had a hit since then. They'll try to change that here in the bottom of the seventh. Sam Haggerty stands in. He's 1-for-3, including a two-run homer. Switch hitter bats left. Jimmy Herget with a pitch, and it is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Haggerty is lined out, homered, and grounded out. Oh, that is a right-handed batter. He's now batting left-handed. And the pitch is inside for a ball. Now here comes the 1-1 pitch, and it is taken for a ball. That's being challenged by Salt Lake's catcher, Humphreys, and we go to the automated system, and that pitch was indeed a ball outside, so Salt Lake loses its first challenge. Each team has lost one challenge so far. The call stands. It's two balls, one strike to Haggerty. Now the 2-1 coming. And it is swung on, hit in the air towards right center. This is pretty deep. Phillips is back and has room and makes the catch. And one of the deeper parts of Cheney Stadium. Haggerty retired, and one man is out in the seventh. Cooper Hummel now the batter. Thank you. Hummel's 0 for 3. And he swings at the first pitch and chops it to the second baseman, Palmeiro, who fields it and throws him out at first. And very quickly, two men are out at the bottom of the seventh. Jimmy Herget has retired all five batters he has faced in this relief outing. Now Didi Gregorius will be the batter, but I don't think he's going to face Herget, and he's not. Keith Johnson, the manager of the Bees, is on his way out to the mound, and he's going to make the call to the bullpen here and bring in a fresh arm to face Gregorius. So we've got a break in the action with two outs and nobody on in the bottom of the seventh inning as the Bees are bringing in Andrew Wance. We'll take a break with the score, Tacoma 6, Salt Lake 5.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Two outs in the bottom of the seventh inning. No one on. It's 6-5 Tacoma leads. New pitcher is Andrew Wance. And his first pitch to Didi Gregorius is popped up. Underneath it is Lopez. He makes the catch and the inning is over. So Wance comes in and throws one pitch and takes care of Gregorius. And that wraps up the seventh. And all told, the Red Ears go down in order in the seventh inning. Three up. Two pitchers, three down. We go to the eighth with the score, Tacoma 6, Salt Lake 5.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
On we go to the eighth. It is Tacoma 6, Salt Lake 5. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Riley O'Brien, comes in from the pen. It's his 33rd appearance. He's 1-4 with a 2.50 ERA. He has six saves this year, 52 strikeouts and 23 walks in 36 innings. pitch to Orlando Martinez is in there for a strike. First pitch curveball from O'Brien. Uses that curve with a mid-90s fastball and a cutter as well. Those are his three primary pitches. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike two. That's the cutter there from O'Brien. So no balls, two strikes to Orlando Martinez. O-2 pitch, swung on, popped up to shallow right. Back is Haggerty, in is DeLoach, and Haggerty says he's going to catch it, and he does. There's the first out at the top of the eighth. Martinez pops up, and now Preston Palmeiro will be the hitter. Palmeiro's 0-2 with a walk so far. Here's the pitch from O'Brien, and it is taken inside and low for a ball, 1-0. One 0 pitch, down low, two balls, no strikes. Nope, correction, that was a check swing strike, so 1-1 now to Palmeiro. O'Brien, Seattle native, with a 1-1 pitch, and it's a swing and a foul tip at the plate. Counts 1-2 now. O'Brien out of Shoreline, Washington. One-two pitch, grounded up the middle and scooped up behind the bag by Gregorius, and he throws to first and gets the out, and two men are gone. Palmeiro grounds to short, and now Jordan Adams is the batter. When O'Brien got called up to the big leagues in 2021 for his first time, and he was with the Reds then, and he made his debut with Cincinnati. So here's a fastball in for a strike to Adams. He became the second ever player in the majors who was a graduate of Shorewood High School. The other one being Blake Snell. 0-1 pitch. Low for a ball. One-one pitch coming, and this is called a strike, and the count goes to 1-2. Next offering is outside for a ball, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is swung on and fouled away. Now the 2-2, bounced it towards second, and that's fielded by Haggerty. He throws out Adams at first, and the inning is over. Riley O'Brien retires the side in order at the top of the eighth. The three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Tacoma 6, Salt Lake 5.
Call Provac for your hydro excavation needs. Hydro excavation is a safe, environmentally friendly method of digging around underground utilities and is traditionally used for exposing utilities, potholing, trenching, and more. Because hydro excavation does not require a staging area or dump trucks, it can be performed in condensed urban areas and in most cases without trench entry. Why Provac? When put against our competitors, Provac saves time and money again and again.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning in Tacoma, and it is Rainier 6, Salt Lake 5. Andrew Wantz on the hill. He'll face Brian O'Keefe, Jake Shiner, and Robbie Tenarowitz. Rainiers would love to add an insurance run or two. Here's the pitch, and it is a swing and a miss by O'Keefe. O'Keefe has hit one of the Rainiers' four home runs tonight. A solo shot in the third. He's one for two. 0-1 pitch, breaking ball in there for a strike. When O'Keefe hit that homer in the third, that turned a 5-0 lead into the 6-0 lead. Little did we know at the time how important that run would be. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and Wantz strikes out O'Keefe. One away. And now Jake Shiner will be the hitter. Shiner. One for two with a single and a walk in this one. And the first pitch is a foul. Shiner back in the batter's box. 0-1 pitch, up and in. In the Rainiers bullpen, Mr. Festa is warming up. 1-1 pitch in there for a strike, 1-2 to Shiner. Rainiers closer leads the league in saves. 1-2 pitch down low, two balls, two strikes. In the ninth, the Bees have their 2, 3, and 4 hitters due up, Soto, Murphy, and Padlo. 2-2 pitch, hit well towards left center. This is deep and back, and it is gone. An insurance run comes on the Rainiers' fifth home run of this game, and it's the league-leading 25th bomb of the year for Jake Shiner. And Tacoma makes it 7-5. Shiner touches them all, driving one to left center. Went down and got a breaking ball. So Shiner goes deep, his 25th homer of the year, his 15th here at Cheney Stadium. And now the pitch to Tenarowitz runs in on his hands for ball one. It's also Shiner's league-leading 84th run batted into the season. 1-0 pitch is inside for a ball, 2-0. Now here's one inside, ball 3. Pitch in there for a strike, and the count goes to 3-1. Three-one pitch, swing and a miss. Full count, 3-2. On deck is DeLoach. Next pitch is a swing and a miss, strike 3, and Tenarowitz has struck out for his second time tonight. Two men are gone at the bottom of the 8th. And now Zach DeLoach is the hitter. The 5 homers that hit by the Red Ears tonight is a season high. 6 times this year the Red Ears had hit 4 in a game, but this is the first time they've reached 5. Pitch to DeLoach, who has one of the homers, is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Didi Gregorius hit a solo shot in the first. DeLoach a 2-run shot in the second. So there's a swing and a miss. Sam Haggerty also had a 2-run shot in the second. Brian O'Keefe, solo shot in the third, and just now Jake Shiner, a solo shot here at the bottom of the 8th. The Rainiers have not scored a run on anything other than a home run tonight. 1-1 pitch coming. Swung on and pulled through into right field. A base hit, and DeLoach has his second hit of the game. A single through the right side. And now Adam Engel is the batter. Angle 0 for 2 with a walk so far. Wentz with his pitch, and it is taken down the middle for a strike. 0-1 the count. Oh, one pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike 2. Oh, 2 pitch. Up and away, 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike 3, and that does it for Engel and the Red Ears here at the bottom of the 8th inning. But they do add a run on the Shiner homer, his 25th of the year. There were 2 hits in the inning and 1 runner left on base. We go to the 9th. It is Tacoma 7, Salt Lake 5.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most.
Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
We go to the ninth. It's Tacoma 7, Salt Lake 6, and the Raiders turn things over to Matt Festa. And the righty leads the league with 14 saves and 15 attempts. He's 1-0 with a 0.55 ERA in 33 innings. Has allowed only 11 hits. Has struck out 27, walked 13. He'll face Levon Soto to lead things off in the ninth. Left-handed batter. And the pitch from Festa is taken down and in for a ball, 1-0. Festa pitched a scoreless inning to finish the game on Wednesday when the Red Ears won 9-4. Had a little control problem in that game, walked two, but then got a double play and it was all resolved. So the next pitch is a swing and a miss by Soto for a strike. And the count's even, 1-1. Now Festa with a 1-1 pitch on its way to Soto. And it's outside for a ball, 2-1. So two balls and a strike to Levon Soto with Daniel Murphy on deck, Kevin Padlo after him. And this pitch catches the outside edge for a called strike. 92 mile per hour fastball, 2-2. The umpire reminds Festa that he needs to wait for the hitter to address him before coming set. Now he's ready. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and it is swung on and fouled out of play. Still two balls, two strikes. Reminder, tomorrow night's game is at 6:05. The Red Ears have Darren McCacken on the mound against Jake Kalish. 2-2 pitch, up and away, ball three. Full count, 3-2. Payoff pitch, outside, ball four, a leadoff walk in the ninth, and Salt Lake immediately gets the tying run to the plate. Daniel Murphy will be the hitter. Murphy, the left-hand hitter. Settles in. Mariners just won. They beat Arizona 5-2 as the pitch to Murphy's down low. So for the M's, that's three straight wins, and they're 53-50 now. Pitch to Murphy, outside, ball two, and Festa falling behind in the count here. Two balls, no strikes to Murphy. And the pitch is chopped towards third. Shiner has it. There's no one on the bag at second, so he throws to first and gets the out there. Murphy thrown out at first base. Soto now at second with one away in the ninth. The second baseman, Haggerty, was not there covering second base for a, well, to force out the lead runner or to potentially try to get a double play. Not sure what happened there. Anyway, one out runner at second for Padlo, who's got the power to tie it up. And he has three hits tonight, 3 for 4, all singles. Festa comes set. And the pitch is a swing and a foul out of play. There's strike one. 0-1 the count. One pitch outside, 1-1. One pitch is called a strike at the top of the zone, and Padlo is going to challenge that one. So we'll go to the automated ball strike system and see what it has to say. And it says that, is that a strike? Yes, it did clip the very top of the zone. Look at that. And it is indeed a strike, and Salt Lake loses the challenge, their second. So the count is 1-2 on Padlo with one out of the ninth, runner at second base, Tacoma leading 7-5. Here's the pitch, and it is a swing and a pop-up on the right side. Haggerty calls for it, and he makes the catch. A step onto the outfield grass, so there's out number two. Right ears are an out away from victory. But the hitter here is Jack Lopez, who has hit three home runs in this series against Tacoma, including one in this game. In fact, Salt Lake's only hit three home runs in this series, and Lopez has all of them. And he's up now representing the tying run. Festa is set, and the pitch is swung on and hit in the air to left, but it's not deep. Hummel is lining it up, and he drops the ball. Oh, no. Scoring from second is Soto, and Lopez ends up at second base, and we are not out of the woods yet. It is 7-6. Hummel was under this for what would have been the final out of the game. And it did not land in his glove. He went right off his glove and dropped to the ground. And that's an error on the left fielder, obviously. And it is now 7-6. And he's wondering how in the world he did not catch that ball. And now the Red Ears catcher, Pedro Severino, is going to go talk to Festa and try to make sure everyone's focused here. The hitter is Brett Phillips, so he could tie it up with a base hit with Lopez at second base. And Hummel, I'm sure, just feels awful in left field. He can't believe that happened. Well, here we go. Phillips, 1-for-4, singled his last time up. And the pitch from Festa is on its way, and it's a fastball that is called a strike. 0-1 the count. Now Festa's ready. 0-1 pitch on its way, and swing and a miss, strike two. Fastball in on Phillips. No balls, two strikes, two outs in the ninth inning. Right here's trying to finish him off. Festa is set. The 0-2 pitch is a called strike three. Phillips has to challenge. They had a challenge left, so he has to challenge, and he does. I think he's going to lose the challenge, but he's got to do it. It's the only sensible thing, and it was indeed strike three, and this one is over. So the Red Ears win it 7-6, the final score, as Festa strikes out Phillips to put this one in the books. And that is three straight wins for the Red Ears, who have reached 500 on the year at 50-50. And they move over 500 in the second half standings at 13-12. We'll be back with the totals, a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard, a scoring recap, all that in the Tacoma Red Ears post-game show coming up next.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This is Pre-Tection. Yep, Pre-Tection. The everyday skin protection ritual that protects your skin from mosquitoes. Pre-barbecue. Pre-playground. Pre-everything. Pre-everyday. Prevention is the best protection. This summer, make sure you have Off, the number one dermatologist-recommended repellent brand. SC Johnson, a family company.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Red Ears win 7-6 here at Cheney Stadium, and over 6,000 fans on hand waiting for the fireworks show to begin here. The Friday night tradition in Tacoma. Red Ears win the game 7-6, the final score today, in a game that saw the Red Ears build an early leader, early big lead, and then Salt Lake came charging back in the mid-innings. The Red Ears got a hugely important insurance run in the bottom of the eighth and end up winning by one. Here's how it went down. It was a home run derby for the Red Ears offense. They set a season high with five homers. D.D. Gregorius started it off with a shot off Kenny Rosenberg in the first inning, his third of the year. Then in the second inning, Robbie Tenorowicz doubled, and Zach DeLoach pulled a two-run homer to right field, number 12 on the year for him. That made it 3-0. Adam Engel walked, and then with one out, Sam Haggerty hit an opposite field homer to right, his fifth of the year, and the Red Ears were ahead 5-0. We went to the third inning, and Brian O'Keefe connected with an opposite field homer to right, his 18th of the season, and the Red Ears were ahead 6-0. Four homers in the first three innings against Rosenberg, who did settle down and get through five full innings. But when he left the game after five, the Red Ears were ahead 6-0. The Red Ears got five scoreless innings on the mound from Adam Aller, who would end up getting his first Tacoma win today. Salt Lake started to chip away against the Red Ears bullpen, which has been outstanding lately, but today the Red Ears pen gave up some runs. The Bees got two off Diego Castillo in the sixth, although one was unearned because of an error. Zach Humphries had an RBI double and eventually scored on an error, and that's how the two runs scored in the seventh, or in the sixth. In the seventh, the Red Ears brought in Blake Wyman, who had allowed just one run in his last 12 appearances. But they got him today with one out. Daniel Murphy singled, then Kevin Padlow had his third hit of the game, a single, and Jack Lopez connected for another homer, a three-run shot, his third this week against the Red Ears and seventh of the year, and that made it a one-run game, 6-5. There's the fireworks show. We need to get rid of that. All right, so Lopez hit the three-run homer in the seventh, and that made it 6-5. Suddenly we were in a one-run game. Brett Phillips followed that with a base hit. And the Red Ears brought in Ryder Ryan, and he got Zach Humphries to hit into an inning-ending double play and kept the Red Ears out in front 6-5. Riley O'Brien pitched a 3-up, 3-down eighth inning to maintain the one-run lead. We went to the bottom of the eighth, and with one out, Jake Shiner hit one out off the reliever Andrew Wance. Shiner hitting his 25th of the year, and that leads the league. And it was an important insurance run. It gave Tacoma a 7-5 lead, and they ended up needing that extra run because of a weird play in the ninth. Matt Festa came in to close it out. He did, but it wasn't without drama. He walked the leadoff man, Soto, but then got two outs. So Soto was at second with two away, and the Red Ears with a two-run lead. Dangerous moment with Lopez at the plate, who had already homered today. And he hit a high fly to left, and it was not deep. And it certainly gave the appearance of being a routine play, except for the fact that the left fielder, Cooper Hummel, dropped the ball for a really unexpected error. And I'm sure he was stunned by the development himself. And it kept the game alive. It made it 7-6, and Salt Lake had the tying runner at second base with two outs in the ninth. But Matt Festa was able to strike out Brett Phillips looking for the final out of the game and record the save, and the Red Ears were winners today by that final score of 7-6. Here are the final totals in today's game. First for Salt Lake, they scored, well, for the Red Ears first, the victorious Red Ears scored 7 runs on 8 hits, made 2 errors, left 4 on base. Salt Lake scored 6 runs on 12 hits, no errors, left 9 on base. Adam Haller gets the win. He's 1-1. Festa, his 15th save. Rosenberg, the loss. He is 7-7. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours and 35 minutes, and the attendance, 6,949. With the win, the Red Ears are 50-50 on the year and 13-12 in the second half. And Salt Lake falls to 47-52 on the year and 10-15 in the second half. So the Red Ears have won 3 of the first 4 games of this 6-game series, clinching at least a split, but they want to win the series, which they will attempt to secure tomorrow night at 6:05. Darren McCacken is on the mound against Jake Kalish, and we'll start our pregame show up at 5:55. Red Ears win it. 7-6 is the final. Stick around. We will check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard when the Rainiers postgame show continues after this.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Red Ears beat Salt Lake 7-6. Let's check out our Major League Baseball scoreboard. Good day for the Mariners. They beat the Diamondbacks 5-2. Seattle scored 4 runs in the top of the first inning against Arizona starter Tommy Henry, a pitcher who has given the Red Ears a lot of trouble the last 2 years. Henry, after allowing the 4 in the first inning, didn't allow anything else and got through 6. But in that first inning, the M's had 2 run doubles hit by Cal Raleigh and hot-hitting Tom Murphy. And that lead stood up. Logan Gilbert, a strong outing, went 6 1/3, allowed 2 runs, didn't walk a soul. He gets the win. He's 9-5. Paul Sewald picked up his 21st save, and the Mariners defeat the Diamondbacks 5-2 and are now 3 games over 500 on the year at 53-50. Other final scores on a busy day in the big leagues. Everyone was in action today. Since the Mariners played an interleague game, we'll continue with interleague games. The Marlins walked. They beat Detroit 6-5. as John Birdie had the go-ahead RBI single in the eighth. Oakland had homers from Zach Geloff and Ramon Laureano, and the A's beat the Rockies 8-5. In the AL West, the first-place Rangers lost at San Diego 7-1. They got shut down by Joe Musgrave for six innings. And the Red Sox, 3-2 winners over the Giants in San Francisco. The rookie first baseman for the Red Sox has really been heating up recently. Tristan Casas, he had a double and a homer his 16th today and drove in a couple of runs in San Francisco. In American League games, the long rain delay, and eventually Baltimore beat the Yankees 1-0 on a bottom-of-the-ninth inning homer by Anthony Santander. And that was a Grayson Rodriguez start, the rookie for the Orioles. 6 1/3 scoreless innings locked up with Garrett Cole and the Yankees. Baltimore wins it 1-0. Toronto beat the Angels 4-1. Shohei Ohtani hit his 39th homer. They were up 1-0, but that was all they got against Kevin Gausman. And Ohtani ended up leaving the game with leg cramps. Fireworks show ending here at Genie. White Sox beat Cleveland 3-0. Tuki Toussaint, five scoreless innings to get the win for the White Sox. Tampa snapped a 3-3 tie in the top of the ninth and beat the Astros 4-3. Yandy Diaz with a sac fly to bring in Jose Siri with the winning run. And Kansas City and Minnesota were tied 4-4 after 9 in Kansas City. And the Twins got a run in the top of the 10th to go up 5-4. And in the bottom of the 10th, the Royals loaded the bases, and Bobby Witt Jr. hit a walk-off grand slam against the Twins closer, Yan Duran. He hit a 102-mile-per-hour fastball for the walk-off grand slam. Witt had four hits and six runs batted in today for Kansas City. And in National League games, Phillies win at Pittsburgh 2-1. Kyle Schwarber hit a two-run homer to support Zach Wheeler in that one. Pete Alonso hit two homers, reaching 30 on the year, and the Mets beat the Washington Nationals 5-1. Atlanta outslugged Milwaukee 10-7 as Austin Riley and Matt Olson hit back-to-back homers in the seventh inning. Riley has 23 homers this year. Olson has 33. And the Cubs beat the Cardinals in St. Louis 3-2. Trey Mancini with the tie-breaking RBI single. The Cubs are hot. They've won 9 out of 10. And there's one game still going at Dodger Stadium. The Reds lead the Dodgers 6-5. Cincinnati batting in the top of the ninth inning. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here in Tacoma, the Red Ears win it. They beat Salt Lake 7-6. We'll be back with more right after this.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Red Ears win. They beat Salt Lake 7-6, a season-best five home runs for the Red Ears today. Six times this year they had a game in which they hit four homers, but today the first time they hit five. D.D. Gregorius, Zach DeLoach, Sam Haggerty, Brian O'Keefe, and Jake Schiner all going deep in this one, and they needed every one of them as Tacoma wins by one run, 7-6. Over the Salt Lake Bees. And Tacoma's won three in a row. And the Red Ears now over 500. They're trying to win the second half. That's how you get in the playoffs this year. Oklahoma City won the first half. The Red Ears entered play today, four games out of first in the second half. But they win and go over 500 at 13-12 in the second half. This was game number 100 on the year today, number 25 in the second half. We've got 50 games left, so a long way to go. But definitely a good thing to see Tacoma get back to the 500 mark on the year and over 500 in the second half. And we'll see if they can keep the positive momentum going tomorrow here at Cheney Stadium. Other scores in the Coast League tonight. Sacramento blasted Albuquerque 15-4. El Paso was an 8-3 winner over Round Rock. Sugarland has a 6-5 lead over Vegas in the ninth. And Oklahoma City and Reno are in a ridiculous one in Reno that is currently being led by Oklahoma City 14-12 going to the ninth inning. Well, the Red Ears host Salt Lake tomorrow at 6:05, and Darren McCacken will be on the mound. McCacken 5-5 on the year, 6.28 ERA. Jake Kalish, a lefty, on the hill for Salt Lake. He's 4-7 with a 7.56 ERA. And first pitch is at 6:05 tomorrow. We'll start up our pregame show at 5:55 p.m. That's going to do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. Once again, our final score today, Tacoma 7, Salt Lake 6. Have a great day.